This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Yo, what up, guys? Welcome to Binge Eater with your boy, the South Spouse. Me, not a boy, I'm a man. Yo, I'll knock you out. And I'm here with Big Lynch, holding it down.
What up? No Donnie today. Mm-hmm. So he's going to miss this, but I have to get something off my chest that happened to me actually over Halloween. You know, you buy these fun size candies. You know,
the little ones.
Yeah, the fun size candy.
Parties. No, that's not party size. That's fun size.
Yeah. Fun size. And there's just nothing fun or funny about this right here. You see this right here?
See that? Is that Reese's Pieces?
So Reese's Pieces.
Yeah,
you see that?
Off the bat, just from here, I haven't held one of those. Off the bat, I could see the seams. He's holding up a little candy wrapper. On the seams of it, they're so thick. It's like, it looks like it could be like a three inch square package, like 9 inch squared. Yep. And it's like the seams are like three quarters of an inch in. So I already know there's a small bubble for room for any Reese's Pieces in there. It looks so thin. I'm going to guess there's one Reese's Piece in there.
They are putting my reputation on the fucking line here. I'm out here handing candy out.
What you're handing out.
Thank God I did a candy check. Okay. I had great candy. I had gummies. I had chocolate. I had all of it. I think about what I wanted as a kid. There's one Reese's Pieces in the back. Unopened, by the way. This hasn't been tampered with.
Wait, that has one in there?
This has exactly one, and I'm going to open it right
now. Oh, yo, that's sick as hell.
Why?
It should say Reese's Piece.
Yeah, Reese's Piece.
That would be sick. I think that's really sick. It's a waste of plastic, but
dude, they're playing with my reputation. Yeah.
Bro, I looked at it and I was like, I think there's one in there.
And they actually made it harder to open too. I can't even open it.
And I know it's some yellow motherfucker.
But that's my reputation. Like a kid comes up here. Crazy. It sounds crazy.
No, what I just said, but yeah, continue.
No, that's my reputation they're fucking with. Honestly, like the kids come here.
Check your kids' candy. Like some of that candy's good, huh, bro?
I can't even open it. I can't even open it.
It looks like really hard. Are they all like that?
No, this one is like
fucked up.
This is a single Reese's piece, and it's like must be the golden Reese's piece. I don't know if they're running like
stop
a campaign.
Trying to open it, dude.
I want to see. I want to show to the audience that this is.
We believe you. Hold it up to the camera, like I don't even know why you're trying to destroy this masterpiece. You have a Reese's piece wrap,
keep. I'm like done that. With them. They're playing with me. I'm not happy about it. I want answers from Big Candy. Honestly, Big Candy's out here.
That's funny. You want an answer from Big Candy about Little Candy?
That's correct. Yeah, I want to know about their little candies. Okay, because
I think you want to talk to Big Little Candy.
It seems like we're moving to a place where like all that's going to be left is like not even a Reese's piece. It will just be like the inside of the Reese's piece is smeared on the bag. That's it. That's all you get is a little bit of peanut butter maybe. Or you get like a shell that's like kind of partially broken. They're like, this is what you get. Is there no quality control anymore? Like they don't sit like it's so variable. What do you think their like margin of error or whatever you want to call it, where it's like here's 20 in a bag and here's one, and it's like think about the children.
You never honestly get 20 in a bag.
Sure, okay, yeah. Think about, so you get eight,
five,
you get one,
eight. Think about the children. Big time, bro.
Think about the children, Harley. The children. If you went and you went trick or treating and you pulled this out, how mad would you be? Like, what are they thinking?
You literally. You could have been some kid at recess. Yeah. Recess, peace says. Yeah. You could have been some kid at recess, pulled out that candy, and everyone's seen it. Rest of your life, you're Reese's Piece.
Yeah, you're Reese's Piece.
You're Peace. People you're see you, they're like, oh, that's a little Piece.
And they're like, oh, that's your parents. That's what your parents
were. Imagine your name was One Piece. That'd be pretty thick, though.
It's like, oh, yeah, you're a parent.
I can't believe your nickname is One Piece.
Your parents sent you one piece of Reese's Piece. That's all you get.
No, that's you now. Your thing's One Piece. I'll be like, yeah, that's One Piece.
That's One Piece
Lynch.
Yeah.
Oh, what? He likes anime? Oh, no. He got these Reese's Pieces. Like, yeah. There's only one in it.
Yeah, exactly. It's disheartening. And they're playing with my reputation out here because I was handed all types of candy. And luckily, I'm nice.
You already don't even have a good reputation, I'm sure.
No, no, no. My reputation's stellar. And that's why it's upsetting.
They're like, yo, that's that huge bald guy. He gets mad at nothing outside sometimes.
No, that's not true. No, that's not true. Luckily, I had out at least five to six per kid. They get five to six mini bags each kid. But like, it's just...
You saw that guy, he put out like big chocolate bars in a bowl in front of his Ring camera.
That was the best, yeah.
And then a family just pulled up and this mom was going ham.
Ham, yeah.
Like emptied the bowl.
That's like that is terrible. That's absolutely terrible behavior. I mean, like how do you do that? It feels fake because how do you do that?
What's so crazy is like, how do you do that in 2023 when you see there's a fucking camera there?
Literally right there. That's just no fucks given. Like, secondly, you're like, I don't care.
I've every single time that I've seen take one and the bowl is out, there's always been such a sinister vibe of fucking Halloween. Satan is choosing his new bride this eve. You think I'm going to take two fucking Tootsie Rolls? No way. I always obeyed those rules. Exactly. But that was like in 1998.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 1998 wasn't a setup. That's just.
This is like. Yeah.
They want to go to the Halloween party, but still give
right. But
candy.
I followed those rules. If it said one candy, I took one candy.
Yeah, because we were good little children. Our parents would have never been like, hey, take all the candy. Which in this situation you're referencing in this video,
it was them doing.
The mother was doing it and telling them to take all of it, which was. Yeah. Did they get named and shamed, or they just got recorded?
Yeah, they got named and shamed. I think.
Oh damn! A lot of that. That's. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we were taught better than to take more than our allotted amount according to the sign that was there.
Well, you got taught better. I was scared of my mom.
they get smacked up because like she knew the neighbor or something, and they were like, I think that tall. I'd be like, tall
my mom set this whole test up for me over here.
That's true. She would. They'd be like, just to yell at you after and teach you a learning lesson.
One time in my life, I saw, I had a bowl and it was out and it was big chocolate bars.
That's big.
And no one took more than one. And I remember doing that. And for the rest of my life, sometimes on Halloween, fucking around, like that house. No, don't touch that house.
Mm-hmm.
Like we did pumpkins. I had a couple, maybe two Halloweens where I kicked pumpkins.
Yeah.
You know.
So right a passage.
Things.
So right a passage.
Yeah, spray painted things like through toilet paper and like one eggs. One house. I was like, don't touch that house.
That's a big chocolate bar
house. Yeah. And I was thinking like I should really just. I wasn't there this Halloween. I ducked out this Halloween and I was low key like, fuck. I'm a corner house. Like they might even be like, that's the YouTuber live there.
Yeah, you got to.
And like, and there's nothing. Yeah, nothing. Like
you're worried they're gonna hit Reddit and be like, I live near this man who was very popular making large food on the internet, and he left out a single Reese's piece for every child and said, take
epic
one.
Epic peace time.
yeah, exactly.
That's me when I leave a party. But the last Halloween there was a couple rappers in my two in my backyard that were like. Chocolate and they were opened like it had been opened, and I found two and I was like, okay, like someone trying to kill my dogs. I know they're annoying, but like someone trying to kill my dogs with chocolate.
And I
was like, Dad, I gotta do better candy next year. And even last year I saw these kids came by and they went and I had a box of chocolate that I was going to give out, but then I left my house last minute. So I got back at a box of chocolate. And I saw like 11, like 15 year olds. They shouldn't be out. It was like over already. I'm like, people aren't answering the door to you guys. But I went out, I met them at the corner. I was like, yo guys, take this. Cause I was still training. And I was like, I'm going to fuck up if this is here. And I was like, you guys take this. And I was like, that was probably good. But that's not the generation I needed because they graduated Halloween that year. I needed the younger one to be like, not this house. But I wasn't there, bro. They threw fucking chocolate. They threw chocolate to kill my dogs. But I'm telling you, man, the people, like who holds the power on Halloween? The children.
The children do. That's
true. Why we have doors.
Well, no, the children and these chocolate manufacturers who I must point out because I was quite irritated by this Reese piece and Big Chocolate and Little Chocolate. Big chocolate on little chocolate, what do we say? Yeah, big chocolates, little chocolates. And I was looking, I saw this thing where it's like, you know, inflation is has been a very serious topic of discussion as of late. And, you know, the 50p, someone did a comparison from 2022 to 2023. It's the cost of the 50 piece box of chocolate, the classic like 50 piecer you get, you know, the handout. Like
favorites or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Is up. It's outpaced inflation by almost as much as 18%. At anywhere. That's how they're charging 18% more year over year. It's like, come on, guys. You're going to do that. And then you're going to also screw me over. You're going to make me look bad.
It's just since COVID, all the companies are fully aware now that they could treat all the consumers out there how the video game companies have been treating consumers for like a decade now.
How do you mean?
Like, when Oblivion came out on Xbox 360, they had this DLC pack. They charged $10 for horse armor. It was okay. A shirt for your horse. And it like almost realized all the fears. Like, what if this stuff comes out and it costs money, add-ons for the game? It's like, if it does, it'll be like 50 cents or a dollar. Mm-hmm. Or it'll be like 10 bucks and it's going to be so worth it. And you got 10 bucks and it was horse armor. And it was like the unveiling of how much they could ask. And if it's available, like people will buy it. There were idiots out there that bought horse armor for Oblivion. Yeah, I played Oblivion for 500 hours.
That's confirmed?
Yeah, I did. I loved it. One of my favorite games. I actually like it more than Skyrim.
Okay.
But so I played Oblivion 500 hours. Of course I'm going to buy this horse armor for 10 bucks.
You couldn't get the horse armor through the game. You had to play. You had to buy it.
Yeah. Okay. And like, of course I'm going to buy the horse armor. I regret to say that I did buy the horse armor. Mm-hmm. And then you fast forward to like Battlefront 2, the Star Wars game. Like you said, oh, can you unlock it in the game? You have the chance to unlock Darth Vader in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be like 40 hours of grinding just for Darth Vader. Mm-hmm. Or you could buy Darth Vader. And they went even worse. They did the loot boxes, but that's kind of gone now. And that's besides the point. I'm just saying that the gaming industry has always been like killing it, like in the sense that they're like, hey, it's here. If we could put it up for this price, and you know what? Maybe people will pay that much. People do.
Mm-hmm.
People do. Games come out, and they're like, you could level up playing for 20 hours. Or they're like, you want to level up playing for 20 hours? Or do you want to start from the beginning of the game fully leveled up, pay 10 bucks? You know how many games came out that I paid an extra amount, Call of Duty 3, to play the campaign yesterday instead of like when it comes out?
Oh, you know, you paid for early access?
I paid $120 for Call of Duty The Vault Edition. Damn. That comes with all these hats and shirts that I don't give a fuck about, like in-game stuff. And it comes with that. Are you saying
the big video game is hanging out with Big Chocolate? Or Big Chocolate
is taking
its cues from Big Video Game?
Everyone's taking its cues from Big Video Game. Oh, and like, you know what? Big Grocery is all over it now. Big Butter, Big Eggs, Big Milk.
Yep. Big Prices.
Like, it's, yeah. Big Prices. So, and you know what? Like, but we do that. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's how it works. Is like we get there and we just shit. You want to keep buying all this butter? You better start fucking being an entrepreneur. You better boss up. You better ball up, Crody. And another thing,
mm-hmm.
This actually makes sense with like just taking a that we will buy anything these days. Mom spaghetti. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. Vomit on his sweater already.
I mean,
think about mom spaghetti made by M&M. Is that it's meant to taste like a leftover sauce? So he's got that leftover pasta sauce
at mom at spaghetti a not so leftover price. Not at a not so leftover price, unfortunately, for all of
no,
us.
No, it's a 2-pack for 25, 13 bucks a jar.
Crazy. Yeah, it's
so 13 bucks a jar, and it's so funny because you think about mom spaghetti M&M, like, oh, this shit should have came out a long time ago. He really could have done it, but not necessarily. I mean, it could have come out whenever and it would have always sold. This one sold out, by the way, right away in 4 days. Who knows how many they had, but like I find a lot of millennial things. And I don't like using that term. A lot of millennial things, something like M&M has become like a joke in itself to appease TikTok. It's like TikTok is dictating like what some of our these people lives. Do.
Yeah.
Like Mom Spaghetti, like, yeah, he could have sold a lot. But if Mom Spaghetti sold after 8 Mile, like, are we really picking up Eminem's next album? Our headspace was different. Mm-hmm. You didn't want to joke about Eminem like that. Like, he was making jokes, you know? Mm-hmm. It was different. But now it's like, well, yeah, you got to do that. Someone reads him his TikTok numbers and the how many times Mom Spaghetti gets mentioned on Twitter. Yeah. And how they could just, here's this sauce company and here's this, that, and boom, they do it. We know this. We did this with jerky, but we're not Mom Spaghetti, though.
No. I'm not going to lie. With the price and everything, I'm not inclined to buy it, even though they said it sold out, which, I mean, all products
that launch. Buy this as a gift. This is a great gift for someone.
That's true. Yeah. But your friend's biggest, your biggest Eminem fan friend. It is a good gift. You're right. But still, even the website doesn't really like scream Eminem to me.
No, the whole thing, like, so I was thinking about that when I glanced at it. It's like got a beige splash and a picture of the jar there. Sorry, it says Mom Spaghetti, and it's very plain. It looks like it could exist after Eminem. If you don't care about Eminem, best case scenario, Mom Spaghetti is on the shelves and it's like Eminem, sure, he owns it, but it's not a thing. It looks like they want it to exist aside from Eminem. And when I look at some things like this, I'm like, you know, I got to remember some things are just like such a fucking group project.
Mm-hmm.
Like some things are just, I look at it and I'm like, this is like a couple 28, 29, 30, 31, 32 year olds. You know, they've been working a bit, or maybe they're out of school not that long ago. They got a job and they're sitting there and this feels like a student project in university. It's like mumps and it's just plain. And it's there. And it's like, think about Mom Spaghetti is that it was born with a clear mission. Tastes like a leftover sauce the first time around. That's one sentence. And I read that sentence and I was like, I pictured someone being like, a clear mission tastes like a leftover sauce. And someone's like, leftover sauce sounds pretty bad. Let's change that a bit. It's like, but that's the whole point. Mom Spaghetti's a leftover sauce. That's what he vomits on his sweater. And they're like, can we not say vomit on the sweater, because vomit and the sauce were just, and he's like, okay, well, say it's the leftover sauce the first time around. And now it's like, I read this first sentence, I'm like, shut the fuck up, kids.
Yeah.
Let me just taste this bitch ass sauce and be on with it. Like, I don't even use my number one Eminem friend. My number one friend who's an Eminem fan, like, is not even that much anymore, I guess. Like, it's probably me. I'm the biggest Eminem fan I know out of all my friends. And I'm probably the guy that would need to try a stupid spaghetti sauce. So if I caught this in the wild, I'll pick it up. But you know, ordering it online at the border and shit,
they'll probably sell this on Grailed, you know, or something like that, or like some hypebeast website. But
how'd they expose themselves?
They expose themselves when they're like, with the price they're charging, and they go, this isn't a sauce that tastes like what your neighbor's Italian grandma would spend all day simmering. By the way, would love to have that sauce. I'm into that sauce. No, this is a clean take on a classic jar sauce. So this is like a Classico, like $5 jar sauce you get at the market.
Epic Mealtime, biggest swerve is we come out with grandma's all day simmering spaghetti sauce.
We
do their entire website, flip the colors, and just be like, the thing about this is not like a silly wrapper spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
That's you vomit on your sweater already.
No. Harley's mom was simmering on this motherfucker all day. All right.
No, this is Bubby, bro.
Bubby, that's right. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. This is a pass for me. But then again, I don't know. I guess it's just funny.
It's not that important.
No, it's just funny that we got here now. I guess I saw him promoted. He did post
it. We're in lots of places now. DiGiorno dropping a Thanksgiving pizza. Like, this shit is like 13 years after Epic Mealtime. And I it's funny when they do the moves now, because moves like this didn't exist back then. People never took risks with food. And it's like, not just Epic Mealtime, other things existed too, but the like companies and food things were like, oh, y'all want to get down like that? Okay. Well, we put the Thanksgiving meal on a pizza. The sides, the turkey, put on a frozen pizza. It's DiGiorno, and they did it thick crust Detroit style.
But they, you know, this is the second, I think the second or third time we've seen a DiGiorno. I thought maybe they hired you low key, like you've been working under a different name.
I passed for
DiGiorno, you know, Garley Gornstein.
I passed on it.
Has been working on.
Do you know Hartley Gornstein, by the way?
No, I don't.
You don't know Hartley Gornstein?
No.
So imagine me watching, I'm sitting there watching TV, right? Sure.
Yeah.
And,
okay. I'm picturing it right now. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. I'm posted up. And mm-hmm. At the end, the credits roll and it says produced by Hartley Gornstein.
Damn.
And this happened a lot because, you know, I saw The Boys and he produces that. And like maybe three or four people in my life have hit me up and been like, is this your secret producer name?
Like pseudonym?
And I'm like, yeah, me, Hartley Gornstein, my secret producer name is Hartley Gornstein. You know, and he's a lot of things I watched, like a lot of things. What We Do in the Shadows, Chucky, Resident Evil, Raccoon City, The Boys, Goon. Love that movie. Like this guy's out here putting out work.
He's big time.
Like I thought I fucking ran the people whose names rhyme with Schmarley Schmornstein.
No,
I thought I ran that shit. Do you understand how that feels? Like you're probably... Oh, I was going to say you might be the sickest Schmustin Schminch out there. Out of people whose names rhyme with Schmustin Schminch, you might be the sickest, but you're not. Dustin, bro. You remember Dustin?
Yeah.
He's like a country music singer.
Country singer, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like, so what's up? So I could have been clowning you, been like, you're not even the sickest guy whose name rhymes with Schmustin Schminch.
Yeah.
Well, I found out I'm not even the sickest guy whose name rhymes with Schmarley Schmornstein.
Do you follow Hartley?
What do you mean? I added him on Instagram like mad blazed like 5 years ago or something. I was like, bruh, are you me? Because the name is the same. Yeah. We both rhyme with Schmarley Schmornstein. And he was kind of like, you're silly or something. And it was kind of, I felt weird about it, you know? And
you got back to like producing but, like, high level content. Yeah, okay, yeah.
But then he hit me up from his account, a picture with him and Lara from Wine and Cheeseburger.
Oh, what?
Another show, guys. Another show I did called Wine and Cheeseburger. Low key, one of the best shows I've ever done.
Yeah.
I love it. It's great. It's probably like, to me, the one time where I really was like, oh, that's a great show that fully deserves more views.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot. Like, I'm proud of it. And probably because, like, you know, we just worked with cool people doing it, Thrillist. But so the girl that I co-hosted it with, he sent me a picture with her, just like them together. That's and so I was cool. Like, fucking holding it down for the people whose names rhyme with Schmarley Schmornstein.
Yeah.
Hartley Gornstein. Is that crazy, dude?
That's pretty wild. Yeah. Hartley did it bigger and better. So that's too bad.
Hartley.
I did say Hartley, but my T was silent, unfortunately.
Off the bat, the million times that I was like, man, you know, I'm glad my name's not Charlie. I'm glad, you know, Harvey, they call me Harvey. That's all right. If you call me Harvey, that's fine.
Yeah,
and I was like, you know, like, shit, if my name was Harney and I was like 5'8" and like really fit, I'd be a sick gymnast. Yeah, I'm just like thinking crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
I never was like, what if my name was Hartley Gornstein?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be fucking banging out fucking, I'd be producing, holding it down 20, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be bossed
never
up.
Thought, but bro, Hartley's a sick name. I finally accepted that like 10 years ago after being like, I wish my name was Matthew or Derek or Cody. Yeah. Yeah, now, like, I was like, no, Hartley's a chill name. Bro, Hartley? You got the name Harley. You got fucking Jesus on the cross in the middle of your name holding it down. Like, yeah. That's crazy. No one saw that coming.
Yeah, I kind of wish I was on this podcast with Harley right now to see what he's got to say.
Yeah, we got to hit him up.
Yeah, be like, listen, you're doing it bigger than Harley Mornstein as the Schmarley, what'd you say?
Schmarley Schmornstein.
Schmarley
Schmornstein. People whose names rhyme the Schmarley Schmornstein.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We need you on to big time us right now.
Yeah. Oh, he's Canadian.
Come on.
Peg City, bro.
He's from the Peg?
From Peg City.
Wow. He just stole your entire thunder. That's crazy. From the Peg.
Mm-hmm. He also has 3 million followers on TikTok.
What?
Yeah, and he's like a Muay Thai champion. No, I've been adding that shit.
Okay. Like, what? I was like, damn, man, we need Harley on for sure.
Yeah. Well, but like, he was that sick, he's not coming. Like, you know,
I do want to say about this pizza you mentioned is like, I did think it was potentially you low key working for DiGiorno, because they did, remember they were doing that half pickle, half pineapple. They're acting crazy. And I know it's like a whole marketing ploy, and that's fine. But we did this exact thing. We did a thing. Of course, we've done all stupid meals you can possibly imagine. But we did a Thanksgiving pizza on like a Hamlet episode.
Yeah.
And we did it right. And the right way is that the crust is not like a crust. It's not a regular crust. The stuffing is the crust.
Yeah.
And if you want to get crazy, jokes about
us doing that Thanksgiving pizza is the Harley that you have there.
Yeah, well, that's always
like that Sauce Boss's jokes where I got the blonde tips, jacket sleeves rolled up.
Yeah,
I'm basically dressed like what do K-pop stars wear at the airport? That's what my fits were.
Yeah, but low key, like a Thanksgiving pizza sounds like a fucking nightmare to me. So
why?
I think because I feel like you have to integrate cranberry, and cranberry is just not it, in my opinion.
Truth is, you don't need to integrate cranberry. It's and you could always drown. You could always drown cranberry out with gravy, and it'll never. Sorry. Like it'll never.
Why don't you think you have to integrate cranberry? That's I feel like the one of the biggest staples of Thanksgiving is cranberry.
I'm low key shook if there isn't cranberry at the table.
Sure. Yeah.
And I never put in cranberry on my stuff. What I do is probably one bite of turkey and cranberry, maybe some potato to see how the cranberry tastes, and I'm like, cool. If I need it,
cranberry, like just like sweet red,
but not like that cranberry though. Like it doesn't have that like pop at the end quite as much as a cranberry juice would, you know, but still a lot of them are different. I just like to try it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but it's not like the most important, like cranberry to me, like cranberry sauce to a Thanksgiving pizza is like ranch dressing to a pizza. You want that? Cool. It's right there. You don't want it? I don't give a fuck, bro. I don't give a fuck about your Thanksgiving pizza with cranberry or not. But I'm thinking like Thanksgiving pizza is a lot like a Thanksgiving leftover sandwich. And like that's why I feel like it's good, is because you like basically make a sandwich with Thanksgiving leftovers the next day.
Mm-hmm.
This is just eating it in an open face sandwich style. It's pizza.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, listen, it's not for me, and it seems like it's pretty difficult to get anyway. So doing like limited drops up until Thanksgiving on their website. Like you can't go into a store and buy this pizza. You have to order it through DiGiorno direct. And
you can't go to the DiGiorno store.
I mean, you can go to their online store. I don't think there is a
DiGiorno store. You can't go to the DiGiorno.
I don't think you can go to the DiGiorno.
You can't go to the store. No?
No, you can't. That doesn't exist. It's been created for this exact moment here, for people to read an article about it.
This, by the way, the intro for this Thanksgiving pizza handlet is so funny. It's just all five of us introing the episode however we want at the exact same time, speaking at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, I took it in because I went to go look at it. I was like, I'm like, we've made a Thanksgiving pizza for sure. Because we did everything possible. I think we applied all factors to think we made everything Thanksgiving, I think, altogether.
Yes, Thanksgiving was the first Thanksgiving. That's like when the channel popped with that first Thanksgiving episode. And I was like, the people like to eat on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I think we like towards the end, we stopped doing like thematic, like tying meals to specific dates all the time. Like, oh, shoot, we just forgot. Or, you know what happened? We put a lot of work into a Thanksgiving episode. I remember this specifically. Or was it Christmas? No, I think it was Thanksgiving.
We did a bunch. We did a Halloween one. Like when we got to Toronto, we did a bunch.
No. But when we did that one, like a skit one where we deep fried a turkey, like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a whole like Groundhog Day idea. And we did all of a sudden, like no one cared. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but I never really thought of it like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just was sometimes just like, oh shit, it's next week. We already have two in the hole, and I don't want to fucking, like, we're not, like, it's not happening now.
Yeah.
Like, we should have had this conversation a week before, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I remember when we got to Toronto, I loved those episodes when we first got there, because they were just like next level ones. They were, we were doing skits and stuff, and that made it felt like fun and funny and acting.
Well, no, we were, what I do like it. We were heading out into the wild and sort of experiencing, you know, we did that bacon sandwich. There's this bacon sandwich in Toronto that is like a Canadian bacon, which I'm going to say Canadian bacon is not my, it's not for me. I like regular bacon, you know? And
pea meal bacon, by the way, guys, you might call it pea meal bacon, this sandwich that we had. Some people call pea meal bacon Canadian bacon. Some people call Canadian back bacon Canadian bacon. But yeah, I liked even like the Halloween episode. We did a Halloween skit. No, we did the Halloween skit where we all dressed up like horror movie guys, and we were out on the streets and filming like a little skit. That was fun.
Is that when we ordered all the Faygo?
Yeah, we ordered all the Faygo. Yeah, insane clown toffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. What's interesting is I've always liked spicy food, and I enjoy spicy food, and I could eat spicy food. It hurts, but I could eat pretty spicy food, and I would go eat spicy dishes and be like, wow, that's hot, but I would eat it. And then I remember we did an episode. It was like 10 million Scoville pizza or something, and it got over a million views, and I was like, oh, they like spicy shit. So then we started to block shoot spicy videos. 10 million Scoville bacon, 10 million Scoville fucking Starbucks coffee. We literally did that. 10 million Scoville Starbucks coffee, 10 million Scoville this, 10 million Scoville chocolate, 10 million Scoville that, with this spicy sauce called The Source. That's like a concentrate. It's enough, like the two drops can make a gigantic chili for 30 people very spicy. And we were using it like it was hot sauce, and we were fucking going crazy with it. We, multiple times while cooking with this stuff, we like made tear gas and had to clear out the house because this super hot concentrate was burning, and it turned into a gas in the house and was starting to burn our eyes. And it would burn our eyes like the next day. And we block shot these episodes, and I ate them. And I ended up going on an episode of Hot Ones also. And then we found the hottest sauce on Hot Ones, and we made ribs with it. And I was like eating these ribs, and even like Sean C. Evans from Hot Ones was like, oh fuck, this is like, where'd you guys find it? And like, it's so hot. And we were eating all this, and I shot all these videos in a short period of time. And the sad thing is, not all the videos did well. Like, most of them didn't. They did whatever. And my tongue is different now. My tongue is different in the sense that I will eat something with Frank's Red Hot sauce on it, and it's very sensitive. It feels like it's a really hot sauce. And that fucks me up because I use Frank's Red Hot, Tabasco. These aren't hot, hot sauces. So now the hottest, spiciest foods that I used to do, like, I can't even eat them. And the worst part is I did it for like $4,000. Like, I did it for not even a good amount of money because those videos didn't pop off like the pizza one did. Completely changed the composition of my mouth and tongue with its ability to handle spice. So yeah, that's why being a YouTuber is a really hard job. All right, guys, we ran into a couple issues here and there while recording this podcast. If it feels a little short, there was just network errors on the site that we use at recording. But regardless, thanks for listening to the Binge Eater podcast. Leave us a review or a comment, something like that. Check our subreddit out, r/epicmealtime. We always take topic suggestions, and you know, and I send me some DMs. I read that shit, and maybe I'll read it on the pod. If you want that, dude. If you don't want, that's fine. Everything's cool. Relax. Everything's chill. Okay. Love you. Bye.